running near midcourt. 5:26 left in the first. It's Cassidy 5, Vassar 2. Schmatzer to Collins. Right wing being guarded by Weisenberger. Feeds it in, tries to feed it into the elbow, and we have Wilson nearly stealing it. Now he does, and it's all the way into the backcourt already. Knoll at the high post, dribbles down to the right block, kicks it out to the corner for three. This one's short from number 21, Weisenberger, and it's a rebound by Perzanowski, and here comes Cass City. Collins dribbling into traffic in the lane, a little out of control, and he somehow gets it to fall high off the glass in for 2 points.
Well, this is appropriate for today. When it rains, it pours.
They must have been watching the NBA All-Star game. This is what it looks like so far. Callahan at the high post to Bogert, left wing, gets a screen from Callahan. Bogert goes on the opposite side of the block, and he is misdemeanored on the way up as Joel Collins got him across the shoulder. And this will put Bogert at the free throw line with 2 shots. Actually, okay, they called that against Darren Miller.
Oh, my goodness.
All righty.
Well, Joel's happy about that.
First free throw from Bogert is no good off the front of the iron. Not a muster on that one as we have a platoon change. 3 for Vassar, 3 for Cass City. So checking in for the Red Hawks, number 22, Chase Winter. Number 3, Nick Perry, a junior. And number 12, Sandin Cuthrell, the freshman. For Vassar, number 44, Garrett Gaughan. Knoll still out there. Bogert at the free throw line shooting his second shot, and this one's good. 7-3. Cass City now by 4 points. We've played less than 4 minutes. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. 7-3 Cass City. Cass City on offense at left elbow into the corner to number 12, Cuthrell. To the opposite corner to Darren Miller. Kicks it back out to Chase Winter at the right wing. Now Nick Perry starts his dribble against Gaughan. Stops to the right elbow, nothing there, and he tries to dive to the lane, but he moved his pivot foot, and that'll be the first turnover for Kansas City tonight.
Arthur Murray gave lessons on that, I'll tell you.
7-3, Vassar trails by 4 points. They have the ball across midcourt. Knoll calling for Gaughan to the right wing. Now tells him to go into the corner, still dribbling against Perry. Goes right into the right side of the lane, and we have a hand check, and this will go against Nick Perry. That's his first. And Cass City's third, actually team's fourth. So Vassar ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio, as we are blocked from this angle at the moment. And they inbound it into the right corner, and this one's actually tipped out of bounds by a Cass City player. Was intended for Macon, who checked in just recently. And now Vassar will get it right in front of the Cass City bench on the right side of your radio. Knoll be inbounding for the Vulcans.
Chase Winter got a finger on that one.
Into the corner to Gaughan. Double team there, and they kick it back out to Bogert at midcourt. Starts his dribble, now gives it back to the right wing to Knoll. Pulls up for three, wide open, no good. Rebound brought in by Darren Miller. And he is pushed on the way down and fouled. Hold on a second. And we have a 30-second timeout called on the court. With 3:54 left in the first, it is Cass City 7. Vassar 3 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Cass City Basketball, encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others. When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, please call Reggie Ignash in Cass City at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We are Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's actually a travel as he fell down with the rebound, and they gave the ball to Vassar. In the meantime, there was a foul by Brendan Hamilton from Cass City, and now Vassar back out on offense at the top of the key is Knoll against Nick Perry. 3:33 left in the first. It's still 7-3, Cass City. At the high post, at the right elbow now is Gaughan, pulls up for the jump shot, and this one's in for 2 points. Gaughan's first points of the night brings them back within 2 points of Cass City, 7-5. 3:15 left in the first. Chase Winner dribbling top of the key, now over to Schenk, right wing. Biggest body on the court. Back to Chase Winner, down to the baseline, kicks it inside the lane, and Perry with the hook shot right side, and it's in for 2 points. Back out to a 4-point lead. Cass City has led his main by five. That was when it was 5-0. Macon, right, left wing, excuse me. Drives down the left side of the lane. This can't get it to fall, and rebound brought in by Chase Winner. Here comes Cass City.
Freshman.
Sanding Cuthrell at the point. Give and go on the left side of the lane to Chase Winner's no good. And that was brought finally to the putback by number 23. Logan Schenk is in for 2 points. He has four. Cass City out by six, their largest of the night, 11-5.
Still being patient on the offense is Vassar. Looking for the cracks.
Noel drives down the left side of the lane. The floater is good, and the finger rolls in. Noel with 4 points, 11-7. 4-point ball game, 2:15 left in the first. Cass City across the timeline. Sandin Cuthrell feeds it to Schenk at the right elbow. Surveys the Prairie, now gives it back to Winner against Macon. Stops his dribble at the top of the key to the left elbow. Give and go to number 12. Jump stop. Jump shot is no good from Cuthrell. Ball is still loose, believe it or not. And nice. Out of bounds, Vassar ball.
Cass City had a nice play going. They don't, it was called a blind pig. You just go ahead and feed the high post. Watch the cutter on the opposite lane going right to the hoop. And that happened to be Sandin Cuthrell. Instead of going ahead and taking the ball to the hoop, he went ahead and just tried to hit a jump shot. And usually he's pretty good at that. But missed the shot. Vassar clears. And right now we have Vassar driving the ball in, kicking right back out.
Gaughan takes the three, left wing, no good. Rebound, Chase Winner. And here come the Redhawks on offense. Fourth offensive board tonight for Cass City. Turnover at the top as he feeds it right into the hands of Macon. Macon goes up for the layup, and it's in for 2 points.
I thought there was going to be a dunkaroo on that.
Could have very well been. Instead, he just lays it up, and it's a 2-point ball game, 11-9. On the other side, feeding it down to number 11, Brad Hacker, who just checked in, can't get the rebound, or can't get the free throw to shoot, or excuse me, the layup to fall. Rebound Macon going the other way. Baseline jump shot from Gaughan is no good. And here comes Chase Winner. He drives through traffic, and he is fouled.
Foul could be on Gaughan, if I'm not mistaken. Yep.
44, Gaughan, that'll be his first. And Vassar's only second team foul. Cass City was five team fouls, Vassar two. 1:08 left in the first. It's 11-9. Cass City hanging on to a 2-point lead. They led as many as by six in this quarter, 11-5. 4-0 run so far for Vassar currently. Into the corner to Hacker, being guarded by Macon. Into the lane, pulls up, no good. Three black jerseys there, but it's still loose and into the hands. Offensive board by Brendan Hamilton. First offensive board of the night for either team. 45 seconds left. And they try to feed down a low post, and there's Macon to steal it away. Macon in transition goes up. He can't get that to fall. Maybe a little contact. Regardless, nothing called. Rebound Winner. 30 seconds left of Cassidy now slowing things down. Sandin Cuthrell across the timeline. So Brad Hacker nearly stolen by Noel. And Noel's going to be called for the reach-in foul. And this will be the third team foul and the
second for him.
Second against Noel. So early foul trouble for him. Substitution Cass City, number five, Darren Miller and Hunter Vaughn check in. They replace a winded Logan Schenk and Chase Winner, number 22. 27 seconds left, 11-9. Cass City inbounding at midcourt on the opposite side of your radio. Feeds it into number five. That would be Darren Miller, who feeds it to Hacker. Dribbling around the perimeter to the left wing. Hands it off to Cuthrell. Cuthrell now at the right wing, pulls up for three, it's blocked, but it falls right into the hands of the low block to number 20, Brendan Hamilton, back out to Cuthrell. 5 seconds left. Feeds it down again to the low post, and Hamilton is blocked from behind. A rebound brought in by Vaughn. He can't get that to fall, and we've reached the end of the first quarter with Cass City leading by 2 points, 11-9 on the WLW Sports Network.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau.